The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Veronique, your favorite French listener. I'm calling you from Egypt. JV Show number one show in Egypt, by the way. I just checked.
Yes.
And I hope I'm going to be the first talk back of the day. Happy Thursday. Just to let you know, I'm still listening from the Nile. It's very nice over here. Have a great day.
I'm jealous.
Wow. Is that our first time getting a talk back from the Nile River in Egypt?
I think it is.
And the fact that JV Show is number one in Egypt, I hadn't even checked before. That's huge.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Quite the honor.
Yes.
Love that.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the milestone.
I keep forgetting to bring in my Halloween candy for you guys.
Oh, come on, Selena.
But part of me, I don't even know if you would like my candy this year. I didn't get like a lot of the good stuff.
What'd
you get?
The good
stuff was a little more expensive. Right now, I'm just stuck with... I have a lot of M&M's.
I'm not mad at some M&M's from time to time. What mix did you get? What was in it? M&M's?
I got an all M&M mix, like all the different M&M's.
Oh, I like the peanut ones, if you have some of those.
I ate most of those already.
What, in the retirement home? You could, what?
Because we don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters at my house anyway, so I didn't get, I learned my lesson
the
other
ones that do come here, I can give them crappy candy.
I did that,
I want them to come back next year.
I did a mix of all M&M's.
Hey, that's the house that only has M&M's! We're not going there!
A lot of Nerds.
And okay, then, I like Nerds.
We ate most of those too already. And then a lot of Dum Dums.
And you haven't ate those, I'm assuming.
Oh, man.
No.
You really cheaped up this year.
Do I even bring it this year?
Nope.
Just the Nerds. Oh, wait, you said you ate all of them.
No, they already ate
most
them.
Most of them.
You know they already ate them.
Just eat the rest, I guess.
Oh, and Starburst. There's some Starburst in there.
Yeah, you probably left all the yellow
ones.
There's
like a couple ones left.
Yeah, no thanks. You guys, my son Ford, his class, a lot of schools do this where they donate extra Halloween candy to like the troops overseas and stuff. So they're putting together these like donation things, and my son was excited to tell me about it. He's like, look, they, you know, the troops, they need, my son's 8 years old, he's like, they need some stuff, so you could either include socks or beef jerky or candy. And he's like, so, you know, we grabbed some beef jerky and I brought a bunch of my Halloween candy to donate. And I was like, oh, that's really nice of you. He's like, yeah, he's like, even though I don't like it, I bet there are some troops that probably would like it. I was like, well, what'd you include in your candy donation? He's like, Almond Joys and Gushers.
Wow.
Apparently he does not like Gushers. I didn't know, that was news to me. But
Gushers,
the almonds
are so good.
But the Almond Joys,
those are so good too.
So thank you for your service, troops. We salute you. We appreciate everything you do for our country. Big batch of Almond Joys coming.
Wow. Doesn't he know that I like the Almond Joys? I will take those.
I think he forgot that fact, and he just, you know, was analyzing what was in his bucket and what, you know, he really thought the troops might like, and what he thinks the troops like are Almond Joys and Gushers. So they're stacked up. Again, thank you for your service, everybody.
That's so funny.
Appreciate our troops.
Yeah, I guess I'll let the troops have them then.
I'm surprised, Selena. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't just buy a giant bag of Almond Joys to give away.
Yeah,
I should have.
Why didn't you get the mix that included those?
That was more expensive. I was just getting the cheaper one.
Oh, the tariffs and coconut prices are up right now, probably.
Mm-hmm. Are they? I don't know. I feel like everything was just... Yeah, there was bags of candy out there for like $34.
No,
like,
I know.
Like, no, I'm not doing that.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So stop giving out handfuls, people. Just give out one. All right, we're moved on from Halloween.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Starbucks holiday menu is out starting today. So peppermint mochas, caramel brulee lattes, iced sugar cookie lattes, iced gingerbread chais, all available now. They'll be adding a couple more drinks later in the season. They also have a Hello Kitty collab that's available in stores starting today. And their new Barista cup is now out. That one is expected to sell out like everywhere.
So cute.
Barista?
Yeah.
Is it shaped like a bear?
Yeah, it's so cute.
Oh my God, I can't wait to go get my Hello Kitty Frappuccino and put it in a Barista cup. I will definitely not be doing that today. All right, the Warriors went on a very short road trip over to Sacramento last night to take on the Kings. And unfortunately for fans that bought tickets, the Warriors rolled out a lineup that didn't have Steph, didn't have Draymond, and didn't have Jimmy Butler in it. And the Kings had several of their top players out as well. So it was a battle of the backups. And the Kings won that battle, 121 to 116. The Warriors are now 5-4 on the season. They're going to head to Denver to take on the Nuggets tomorrow night. And yes, that was the beam being lit last night. despite it being a matchup of the Scrubs. Do I have to put the beam
Please?
Away?
Please, yeah.
Why?
That'd be great.
Because they won.
This is, you know, we're warriors over here.
Fine.
Thank you. Gray skies for your Thursday. We'll still get some sun by the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. There may be a few spotty showers late at night, but other than that, it should be pretty dry today.
Hey, Leo besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 7. If your partner is digging in their heels today over something, it's best to give them some validation over what they're feeling rather than try to dig in yourself. Try to keep an open mind, and luckily all these big feelings should have moved on by tomorrow.
Graham, that's you.
Yeah.
Don't dig in.
No, I can't Walk help it. Shows. I have to.
No, don't.
That's my job.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This message for the JV Show. I just want to see if I could sneak in a quick birthday shout out to my beautiful, amazing, smart, compassionate, and loving daughter, Maya. She's turning 13 years old today. I can't believe I have a teenager. I'm, barely, 20 years old myself. Just kidding. But happy birthday, Maya. I love you, and I can't wait to celebrate with you later on today. Mom loves you. Don't ever forget.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday,
Maya.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
We are the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. Graham, your son donated all of his Almond Joys, which I cannot believe, and all of his Gushers.
Yeah, to the troops.
Going to be sent off.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. Graham, your son donated Gushers. Oh, try those with chamoy and tahini. Man, the best. Hope you guys have a great Thursday. Bye.
What was the first thing she said?
Chamoy.
What's that?
I feel like you've tried that. Maybe it wasn't Gushers, but it was some sort of gummies. Do you remember one of our listeners had made you some candy and you came in here the next day raving about it?
Oh, yeah.
And
that
it was
because so
it was covered in chamoy and tahini. So you do that with Gushers.
So it's just like another...
It's kind of like a little sauce, but it's not spicy. It's like more of a sweet sauce.
I'm a big fan of tahini. Like, I made margaritas on Tuesday night. It was Taco Tuesday, except we didn't have tacos. We had salmon.
It was just, ew.
But I still made the margaritas.
It was just a Tuesday.
I still made the margaritas, but yeah, you have to put tahini on the rim. It's like the best part. The spicy margaritas,
so good.
Of course.
So good.
Goes, pairs well with the salmon, salmon and whatever else we had.
Gross.
It was. I should have been tacos. I don't know. It was a miscommunication. Day of the week it was.
Go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Couple things. First, Graham, check out the barista cup that we just talked about.
From Starbucks.
Starbucks holiday menu. It's so cute. Like for your ice drink.
It's adorable. Like imagine drinking your coffee in that, but also for $30. Oof.
I didn't know it was $30.
Yeah. Well, $29.95.
It looks like it should be filled with honey. They just ripped off the honey jar.
Oh, that's a good point. It does look exactly like...
Haven't you ever seen the bear-shaped honey jar?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah, but this is cuter because it's wearing a beanie.
I know.
It has a little hat on.
It does have
the
little beanie.
It's so cute. Winter, did you see these actually were already on eBay before they even dropped today?
How?
Hundreds of dollars, you guys. I don't know if there are people that were able to get them ahead of time or if they were just posting a picture because they were going to go get one. But they were going for like hundreds.
Yeah, everyone's saying they're going to sell out. So if you want a barista cup, you better get there early and good luck.
Or be ready to pay over $200.
The other thing on an Instagram story, what is believed to be the world's oldest McDonald's quarter pounder? This burger was purchased from a McDonald's in Australia back in 1995, meaning this burger is turning 30 this month, actually. And this looks still, I mean, not. I don't think any of us will look at that burger and be like, oh my God, that looks appetizing. I would like to eat that. But it still looks, I mean, it's intact.
I mean, we've all gotten a fast food burger from, name whatever establishment that's looked pretty similar to this, right? I mean, it never looks like the burger never looks like
true.
It does in the picture. We've all got one through the drive-thru. You open it up and you're like, what the heck is this thing? It's all beat up and smushed. It's kind of what this thing looks like. This thing's held up pretty well.
The guy who bought it, it's been kept in the original wrapper the entire time. And I'll explain why in a second. But he said the only thing that's happened is that it's shrunk in size just a little bit as it dried out.
Yeah, I mean,
other than that, it's like,
that's concerning.
It looks the same.
Not a fleck of mold on that bread. That's the most interesting
After
thing
30
about it.
Years.
That's scary.
So this guy, he was
petrified now. It's probably hard as a rock, right?
It looks like it. Yeah, because it's dehydrated and all that.
Yeah.
But the guy who bought it said that back in 95, he and his friend, they won their local battle of the bands contest. And so they went, the prize was like going to the recording studio. So they did that. And then after a day of recording, they were starving. They stopped at McDonald's on their way home. And then the friends couldn't finish eating all his food and was like, hey, hang on to that burger for the next time I come to visit. And the friend never came back. And so he's just hung on to it for 30 years.
Are you serious?
And he was a teenager at the time and his mom was trying to get him to throw it away. And so he was like hiding it from his mom and it just became this running joke for 30 years now. And he still has the burger.
And where's the friend now?
I don't know.
Still waiting for that burger.
Still waiting, yeah, to get his burger back.
Now, look, I mean, this one, yeah, you're saying is the oldest one, but this is not something that's not been done before. People have held on to fast food burgers before, and we've seen how they've held up over time, and they're all like this. They don't seem to age, which is alarming. And everyone's like, see, that's why I don't eat fast food. Although, remember JV's Starbucks croissant? Selena?
Yes.
That he found in his bag. He found a croissant that had been in his computer bag that he carried to work. And he found a croissant in there that was kind of smushed, but it had been in there for more than a year or something. It looked the same as the day that it was purchased, although more stale. And he gave that to me for some reason as a gift. I can't remember. And then I gifted it. It kind of became like the JV Show white elephant gift for a little while. And then I held on to it on my desk for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years. I think I came across it.
Do you still have it?
I think I came across it in the move recently when we moved. I can't remember if it survived the move or not, but the thing looked the same.
I feel like it did start to get just a little crumbly.
It got a little crumbly, but probably only because it been bounced around a bunch, you know, had it been just been sitting in one spot, carefully wrapped, it would have looked exactly
the
same.
That's kind of scary, and this is the stuff that we're consuming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would crush a quarter pounder right now still knowing
or
this.
Or a croissant.
Yeah, I would eat both those things. Starving. sounds pretty good.
What is wrong with us?
We got problems, but yeah, there's a lot of preservatives in the food that we consume in this world. Which is not good.
Wow, yeah.
Hashtag eat organic.
All right, next on the JV Show. Jess, you watched a little bit of Kim K's new show.
I have some thoughts already, even though I just watched a teeny bit.
Let's do that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Starbucks' holiday menu out starting today, and there's one specific item I cannot wait for. Their new Barista cup.
It's a cup shaped like a bear that's wearing a beanie, and the straw comes out the top.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ari from Antioch. My boyfriend does work at Starbucks. He did get me the teddy bear cup. But the ones in Pittsburgh, Starbucks in Pittsburgh, I think on all of them, they're pretty much already all sold out for the teddy bear and Hello Kitty. So pretty much there's no more items in Pittsburgh Starbucks's.
Oh, my God.
Ouch. Announcement for the Pittsburgh Starbucks eye. Starbucks's is there's no more. No more bear cups. Sorry. Move on.
Hey, guys. This is I from Hayward again. Yeah, I went to Starbucks, and those bear cups were sold out. Apparently, people were lined up at 3 in the morning. Damn. Well, bye.
Okay, so they're sold out. Announcement. They're sold out. They're sold out everywhere, it sounds like. Does this just bug you guys at all?
What about the ones at, like, Target?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, or like sometimes Safeway will have a Starbucks inside.
Yeah.
What, do they have bear cups?
Also, are they sold out for the whole day or do they put them out in batches?
I'm sure there'll be more at some point.
They'll get another shipment in at some point, but it sounds better when it's like, no, they already sold out. Creates demand. Mm-hmm. Does this bug you guys at all that we can't get people out to vote or volunteer in the community? But these MFers will line up at 3 a.m. to get the new Trader Joe's tote bag or the new Starbucks cup. It's like, is this where our priorities are at
as a
society?
Point.
Like, I can't get you to go mail in a ballot. Mail it in. You just fill out the envelope. You don't even have to put a stamp on it. And you drop it in your mailbox to vote. I can't even get you to do that. But you'll line up at 3 a.m. to go get a bear-shaped cup from Starbucks. That's cool 1 minute. And 4 months from now, we'll be stupid.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That concludes my
rant. If it makes you feel any better, Graham, I won't do either of those things.
Thank you. Vote or get the cup. I know.
I did vote, but actually,
thank you. I know you
I actually
did.
Went
thank
in person
you.
Though, which is a lot. It's doing a lot more than just mailing in the ballot. But
dang, 3 a.m. That sounds like a mission. Now imagine you get there and you still don't even get a cup.
I know.
That, I mean, you've hit rock bottom.
Right.
When, when you've lined up three camped out and you and the person in front of you gets the bear cup and you step up and don't get one. Life's over at that point. Yeah. That's it for you.
They're
you're done.
So cute. Go check out our Instagram story if you want to see the bear cup we're talking about, JB Morning Show. Quickly, Jess, yesterday we talked about Kim K's new show. Yeah. It's a scripted series called All's Fair about an all-female legal team, and it has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The what platform is it on?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
Yeah. Right.
Jess, you gave it a watch.
Few quick thoughts, because I wasn't able to get watch too much of it. My Xfinity wasn't working too well, but my thoughts are she looks exactly like her character in the American Horror Stories series that she was in.
That's what I was thinking. Is this the same guy that's doing? Is it the same?
Yeah, Ryan Murphy. It's the same creator. Yeah.
Okay.
No, and I don't really like that because, and again, take this with a grain of salt because I haven't gotten far into this series yet. But she has perfect hair, perfect makeup, so all I see is Kim Kardashian. Like her mannerisms are the same as how she was in the other show.
It's like her playing herself.
Yeah, so I really kind of wanted to
And also
to
she's
see...
trying to be a lawyer in real life, so her playing herself, herself.
It really is herself. So I really, and again, maybe we'll see this in the later episodes, but I really wanted to see something where she looks more like a real person, I guess. A little different.
I just don't even think that's possible.
Especially because, you know, lawyers, like they're putting in work. Right? So maybe their hair and makeup, they're not waking up with a full glam squad who has them looking perfect 24/7. None of us do, right?
Yeah.
So I would have liked to see her look a little bit more normal, not like a celebrity.
Do you think she would ever take a role? Maybe she has, and I just don't know because I don't watch any Kim Kardashian content. Do you think she'd ever take a role where, remember like Charlize Theron in that movie, like Monster or something? Yeah. I mean, she looked haggardly.
I honestly
think... Do you think she'd ever do a role like that where she had to play some down and out character?
I think if offered to her, I honestly think she would because she wants to prove so badly that she can do this.
Yeah.
But every role so far, she keeps on working with Ryan Murphy. You know what I mean? And so every role does require her to be glammed up. And I'm with you, Jess. She looks just how she looks. It's going to take a lot for us as the viewer to like separate Kim from any character she plays.
But I also wonder if she would do that no makeup look
or
whatever.
The only reason
I bet like the wardrobe would be it. Like she'd be this like character that's out living on the streets, but then her face would be like perfectly airbrushed, you know? I'm like, dang, she's the most attractive person out there begging for money I've ever seen.
Right. I think she would only because we have seen her like without makeup on social media sometimes. So I don't think she's full on like super scared of showing, you know, her bare face. But yeah, so far, the show, not super into it. Again, I'm going to continue watching it, so maybe I'll have a different review once I finish a couple episodes. But
what did you think of like the actual acting side? The only clip I saw, and I haven't watched any of the show, I just happened to see a clip of her like smashing a car with a bat on Instagram, and it just wasn't convincing.
Yeah.
The bat looked like one of those toy ones that like my toddler has.
She wasn't good at swinging it.
It just wasn't convincing. I don't
know. It just doesn't feel real. It does feel like... It's weird to say, but it does feel like...
acting,
you can tell she's
which
acting,
it is, but you can tell she's not good.
It's very like scripted is maybe not the right word to say, but you can see like okay, her turn is coming up next, and then she speaks, and then it's like
that's not good. Yeah, but it's not a good review. I mean, we all watch shows, we know these are actors, but that's in a good show, it does not stick out to you as it's being acted.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jess. If you do watch more, let us know if it gets any better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Yeah, about those Starbucks cups. My cousin works at one of the Sunnyvale Starbucks, and she said that most locations only got two bears. And that some of the baristas kind of hogged them already. So, yeah, this is one of those things where people are going to be high in demand. And like Graham said, no one's going to care in a couple of weeks. So, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Wait, just two bears? That's not enough.
Limited volume of those cups, the bear cups that just dropped, delivered to each location. And then we've heard from several people saying they went to try to get one. They are already gone.
All gone.
The day they dropped?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's 6:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
They're already gone?
Yep.
Wow. You made a good point, though, Graham. They do look like the honey bears. I'm just going to get one of those honey bears and put a little hat on it.
Yeah.
Pretend like it's one of the...
Please do that. Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
Drill a hole and put a straw at the top and then get your ice latte.
Graham, I know you wanted to talk about the government shutdown and trending.
Good morning, JV Show. Essential government employee here checking in. Today's payday, and I got $0.00. We are now at a full month with no pay. If they don't resolve this by this week, I believe next week they will start their vacation and it will go on until after Thanksgiving. And of course, they are still getting paid. Happy Thursday.
Okay, so many thoughts. Let's save it for trending.
Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So what inspired Kayla Nicole's Halloween costume? So Kayla, if you don't know, is Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend. And if you didn't see her Halloween costume, she dressed up as Toni Braxton from the year 2000 and recreated her music video for her song, He Wasn't Man Enough. And the lyrics say things like, I already had your man, dumped him, and he begged to be with me. He wasn't man enough for me. Everyone was like, oh my God, this is a message to Taylor Swift. So now on Kayla's podcast.
Oh, she's got a podcast. She has her own podcast. She has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
Jeez.
She revealed that her costume was inspired by someone named Taylor, but not that one. She says that this was inspired by a very specific childhood memory. She had a white best friend named Taylor, and one day they were driving home after school. Taylor's mom was driving and listening to this song, and she had a thought that she remembers to this day where she stopped and was like, wow, white people like this song too. That was her explanation for the costume.
That makes no sense.
Maybe, like, that's a cute little story. That's a cute backstory, but you can't deny that, like, oh, I can say that, but it's also going to be a message to Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Also, I can make up this childhood story because there's no way to fact check it. And then just have it as a convenient excuse. Like, no way. Like, you're not that dense. No, you know that people are going to draw these parallels.
And
you
I
know
wouldn't
that.
Consider that, like, actual Halloween costume inspo. Like, one time I heard a song when I was a little girl in the back of a truck, and
I remember,
that's my Halloween costume.
I remember, and I said to myself, someday, 25 years from now, I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween.
No one ever stop it.
The odds of that friend's name being Taylor, huh?
I know.
That part also weird or just a nice coincidence that helps you tie a little bow on your excuse. Yeah. So get out of here. Stop it.
I also have just a quick Stefan Diggs paternity update. Do you remember me telling you that someone he had messed around with last year had filed in court to try to establish paternity with him?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, Charlie Harper... No, that's the baby's name. Sorry. The woman's name is Eileen. The baby's name is Charlie Harper Diggs Lopera, or however you say the rest of the name there. She was born back in April. By the way, we did the math. There's no overlap between this other woman and Cardi. But still, if he has had another baby recently, that's a lot on his plate. We have a statement now from the woman's attorney who says, now that the child's paternity has been established and Mr. Diggs has acknowledged his daughter... So it is his, according to the DNA test. His client hopes they can work toward being great parents to their child. So
I hope so too for the kid's sake.
It is his baby.
Yeah. Wow.
And then again, Cardi do any day now. So
do you think that bothers Cardi at all? Or
I think so.
I don't think so. I think she had to have known.
Would it bother you?
It would bother me.
It would be tough,
even without any overlap, but. That's time taken away from my baby because you have another baby. You know?
I can see, yeah.
It would bother me.
Yeah.
Grammy?
All right, quick check-in on the government shutdown from inside the JV Show 2025 live, local, and breaking news desk. And oh, no, it's still shut down. Today, the shutdown enters its 37th day, which we know we're officially in the longest shutdown in U.S. history and no real end in sight. We were already seeing lots of delays in air travel because of staffing shortages, particularly of air traffic controllers, but also of other essential airport workers. But it's about to get a lot worse. The FAA announced yesterday that they're going to implement a 10% reduction in flight volume across the 40 biggest airports in the country. That will undoubtedly include some of our Bay Area airports. Didn't sound like there was a clear directive on how they wanted to achieve that 10% reduction right off the bat. I'm sure we're going to learn more today and the days going forward. It might be left up to the individual airlines, as things that have been done in the past where the airlines are tasked with cutting 10% of the flights that they offer. So your flight may get canceled if you have something that's already booked, or you may have limited availability finding a flight as you're looking for one.
And will that mean prices go up as well for flights that are available?
That's a good question. Limiting supply could increase the price. We don't know. Remains to be seen, but double check, triple check a flight that you've already booked. And then, of course, give yourself extra time if you are going to the airport to travel, because we know there's been a lot of delays. A lot of these air traffic controllers calling out sick because they're not getting paid and they work in one of the most high stress jobs imaginable. So, the one thing I can't wrap my head around is why has there not been one of all the government workers that are showing up each and every day and working, and like that, we got a talk back a minute ago saying this is payday and they're getting $0. How have they not sued? Is that not an option here? Because if there's one thing, look, I used to work for a deadbeat employer at this bar that I worked at, and she used to bounce our paychecks routinely. You go months without getting a paycheck. Luckily we were making tips and then extra tips because the drinks were getting poured for free when you don't get paid. So, but you know, I talked to labor attorneys back then. You know, it's highly illegal to have somebody work and then not get paid. You know, there's labor laws to protect
people. So who would they sue? The government? Because I feel like the person running that thing just wouldn't care.
Well, probably, but how is there no sort of legal recourse here? Because the government keeps saying, well, yeah, once it gets back open, then we'll back pay you, you know, so you're getting that money, and they're just going to dangle that carrot. But like, we're 37 days in now. Yeah. You can't expect people that have to put food on a table in a time in this country when it's so expensive just to do so. Our cost of living and cost of expensive have only gone up.
Not only that, these people aren't going to make it to work if they can't afford the child care anymore either, because they don't have money to pay it.
And to put gas in their cars and things like this. But I'm still wondering, how is there no legal recourse or legal course of action to take care?
And then she also said, meanwhile, they'll eventually go on vacation. Like, what do you mean they're
going to be off for the holidays? The holidays are coming up.
Well, no, they need to make a decision first. Like,
yeah,
I'm shocked.
Your congresspeople should be motivated to end the shutdown. Some probably more than others. But again, they are still getting a check, which doesn't really make sense to me.
Zero sense.
So
this whole thing is just us. It's so ghetto here. Oh, my God.
Not going good.
Frustrating. All right.
Thank you for that update, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to be winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Today's clip. Here we go.
Have you ever tried giving an officer a to get out of a ticket? I did it once, and it worked for me.
Oh, definitely. Whoa. You
Lena,
have to.
You've never tried this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, pretty sure.
Do you
sure
like
no.
getting tickets? You have to try.
No. Graham, well, you've tried it, right?
Oh, for sure. With limited success, though. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be, and then once you've got your guess in your mind, you're like, I know what to do. You whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit that talkback mic button, and then leave us that guess. Leave us your name and your city along with the guess, because we want to be able to shout you out if you win. But only the first correct answer of the morning is going to be the one that gets that JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get back to What the Bleep, we got your crazy cash. Right now, it's $1,000. Graham, what's Zauer's keyword?
Zauer's nationwide keyword is trip. Take the keyword trip over to wild949.com, or even simpler, because you're playing along with What the Bleep, hit the contest tab while you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, and then scroll down right there, and you can enter the keyword trip, and you might win $1,000. Good luck.
All right, back to What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to win this JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it.
Have you ever tried giving an officer a to get out of a ticket? I did it once, and it worked for me.
We've all done it.
I tried. You said my hands were too rough.
Ew, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Kayla and Terry from Redwood City, and our guess for the bleeped out word is
a wink. You winked at him.
Wink. Have a good morning.
Who does that?
I think that's a great idea. It's like, look,
only
officer,
you
and I both know this way that we can work this out, right?
Wink,
wink,
wink.
Uh-huh. Good morning, JV Show. This is Mondo from San Jose, and I believe the bleeped out word is compliment. It's never worked for me, but I hope that's the word today. Have a good one.
Give a compliment.
Ooh. You look awfully nice in that uniform today, officer. I try that one all the time. Is that your gun?
I've never tried that.
No.
Can I hold your gun? That's not really a compliment. It's more,
not
of, a
really.
More of a question.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Norma from Oakland. Is the bleeped out word flirt? Have a great day. Bye.
Give him a flirt. Give him a flirt.
Now be honest, ladies. Have you ever tried that? A little flirting?
No.
No.
Maybe like, I also haven't been pulled over that many times. Knock on wood.
Which is shocking because we've heard about your driving.
But no, seriously.
I have never tried to flirt my way out of it.
Really?
But you know what? I feel like if I was done up, I probably would, but I always just look so bad. So there's no point.
What about the thing where, like, you know, your purse is on the passenger side and you go, you do like the, well, I got to get my ID. And then you do a really, like, suggestive reach over to get, reach over to get it.
Yeah, well, like I stand on the seat and then bend over to get my
ID. Yeah, well, you're kind of short. Yeah, I guess you could stand up on the seat. No, no, you never tried that one
never
either? Oh, I do that one every time. Take a good look, officer.
No, I have not tried that.
Like, hey, what you see?
If you think you know what the bleeped out word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And we are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are getting this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Have you ever tried giving an officer a to get out of a ticket? I did it once and it worked for me.
Just remember, this is a family show, so let's keep your guesses clean, people. But let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word is smile. Give that officer a smile, girl.
Give him a smile.
That was a very, very popular guess this morning.
I think we all do that. We do that, right? We still try to be nice, so they're nice to us, because if we're mean and mad that we got pulled over, then they're going to give us some attitude right back. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melanie from Millbrae, and my guess for the missing word is excuse. Thanks. Have a great day.
One of the most popular guesses this morning, giving an excuse. We all,
we
do,
all
that,
do that,
right?
Yeah, I try to explain our way out of it.
I always heard that if they ask you, do you know why I pulled you over? You're not supposed to answer that question.
Yeah, I always say no. Why?
Oh, my God. Right. No, why?
What did I do?
But then doesn't that make it sound like you...
Like you don't know what you're...
You don't know that you're driving like a jackass, you know?
But then when they're like, oh, you're speeding, they're like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize. I'm sorry. I just had to... I was on my way
to wherever.
I was too busy scrolling my TikTok. I had no idea.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. It's Romel from Oakland. I think the bleeped out words is... donuts. Bye.
Yeah, but give him some donuts. Funny,
but no.
Popular guess.
Good morning, Hill. And my guess for the bleeped out word is give money. Thank you.
Give him some money. Just pay him.
A lot of people guessing money. That. People guessing money or bribe. This
Don't
morning.
Try that.
Very popular guesses.
I think it's
this
worth
morning.
A try.
Yeah.
If you have it, which no one does these days, but extra. I got some crazy cash laying around here. Let me out of this ticket. Did nobody get the word today?
Not that I see, Jess. Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. A lot of talkbacks to sort through. We're sure nobody got it here?
There's a few coming in right now. I'll try to
look. Whoa, they're late.
Yeah, okay. Then no.
All right, here is today's clip, Unbleeped.
Have you ever tried giving an officer a look to get out of a ticket? I did it once and it worked for me.
Ooh, a certain, like googly eyes, like a certain look.
Like a suggestive look.
There's one that could be a little bit like, hey, do you think I'm cute? Or there's another one that could be like a sad look, like a, come on, like.
Oh, one of my theas, she cries every time. She's never gotten a ticket. They let her go every time.
Like instant tears?
She cries, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you have to have a story already lined up, you know, like what's going on in your life.
That was a sob story or story, one of the most other popular guesses this morning.
That's a good
one, a lot
too.
Of people that. Do you think that, I've always wondered about that, like if you give that like excuse or that story, like they've heard it all, right?
Yeah.
But if it's convincing enough, like how can they say no?
And you got to give them the look.
And yes, in combination with
the look. Compliment far and away the most popular guest. We played one of those and eliminated that earlier, but people, the tidal wave of compliment guesses kept rolling in. Thank you to everybody that played this morning.
Yes.
I am shocked that we are not giving away.
Dang it.
This morning.
All right, it's all good. We play again tomorrow morning, same time on the JV Show. You do not go anywhere, though. We have more winning for you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yesenia calling from Elko, Nevada. I was calling in just to give a little shout out. Today is my birthday. First year being divorced. So kind of having a hard time, but love to wake up and turn on the radio and listen to you guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
Well,
Happy birthday.
Okay, first of all, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
And then what's your advice, ladies? She says this is the first one post-divorce. She's feeling a little down. What should she do? Go out and slay? Get some strange? Shave the legs? Get out there? Hit the bars? Yes, like, what do you do? Talk me through it.
Girls' night.
Yeah, shave your legs. Girls' night helps so you're not alone. It does get better. The first, you know, it always does suck in the very, very beginning. But the best thing you can do is get out of the house. Don't sit there feeling sorry for yourself because you will. And you will get happier and you deserve better.
And this is one little blip. When you zoom out on your entire life, this is one bump in the road. Happier things await. And you're glad you're not in that relationship anymore. It was trash.
Yeah.
It was trash. He or she, we don't know.
Yeah. Right.
They were trash.
They were trash.
Also, one more thing before we get to our Yep Nope game.
Hey, JV Show. This is Henry from Houston. The Starbucks Bear Cup thing. Not only that, but Taco Bell has their Baja Blast pies today.
Right.
Get them while they last because each location only has 24 pies. Also, Crumble Cookie, you get a free chocolate chip cookie today. No purchase necessary. So go get your cookie. Goodbye.
Oh my God, I have so many places to stop by on my way home now.
Yeah, the Starbucks, if you want that bear cup, we've talked about earlier this morning. They're going to be tough to come
by.
Good
luck.
Probably sold out already.
Yeah.
But the Baja Blast pie, we posted a picture of that yesterday on our story on Instagram. You might be able to get your hands on one of those. And then you can wash it down with a free crumble cookie, chocolate chip cookie. That's a good afternoon right there.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Sophia.
Sophia, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, a little sick, but good.
Oh, no.
I'll type your symptoms into WebMD. What do you got?
Just a sore throat, cough, a headache.
Ooh, it's that razor blade COVID.
Yep, it checks out. You've got the razor blade COVID.
Oh, dang it. All right, well, thank you for being on, despite how you're feeling. Let's see if we can get you these tickets for 5 seconds of summer. All you have to do is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions correct inside our Yup Nope game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here's question number one. The country of Iran is on what continent?
Oh, I'm so bad at Asia?
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one. It is. My first guess was Antarctica, but that's
mine
not it.
Too.
All right, question number two. Jerry Rice, the GOAT, he played 15 seasons with the 49ers, but he also played for 2 other teams. Can you name one of them?
I don't know football, so I'm just going to guess the Raiders.
Yep.
He did. A couple seasons with the Raiders and then one half or final or something season with the Seahawks. That one was pretty forgettable. We won't hold that against him.
Here's question number 3. What is the name for the naturally occurring volcanic glass that early humans often used to make cutting or piercing tools and weapons with?
Volcanic glass? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have no idea.
I know you're a little sick, but gotta be quick with the answers.
Quickly.
I don't even have a guess.
Nope.
Obsidian.
Yeah.
I feel like I learned about that in like 4th grade.
Yeah. A lot of indigenous people use that to make arrowheads, obsidian.
That's right.
Make very sharp. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game. How many players are on the field for a baseball team when they're not batting?
Six.
Just count it up.
10?
Nope.
Very close. 9.
Yeah, I think you included the batter.
Yeah. Not the batter, not the umpire. 9 players on defense.
So close.
Oh, son of an obsidian 10.
Sophia, thank you so much for playing along. We really enjoyed having you on. Don't hang up, though. I'll put you on hold. Jess is going to pick up from the next room, and we hope you feel better, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Hang on there. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
You know we do. Got some DMs here. Hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs. Please wish my son, Busan, a happy birthday. He's turning 10 today. We love him so much. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. We hope he has a very special day. Love Mom, Dad, and Kendrick. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Graham, mom of 2, sliding into your DMs for the first time. Welcome in. My girls and I listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. I want to wish my beautiful, sweet, and sassy daughter, Layla, a happy 9th birthday. We can't wait to celebrate you this weekend at Great Wolf Lodge. We love you very much, Mama, Mommy, and Natalia. Yes, happy birthday, Layla. And
who gives
have
a
fun
fart?
At Great Wolf Lodge. Any advice for them, Selena, not to catch bed bugs?
Yeah, look out for the, I had a brown stain in my bed one time when I stayed there. Not for me. It was there before we got there. Sure. So just check the sheets. Sure. Check the sheets.
Sure. Another one here. Good morning, guys. I'd love to request a happy birthday shout out for my husband, Dustin. He's the best dad and husband we could ask for. He works so hard for our family and we appreciate every single thing he does. Even though when he says, quote, I'll be inside the house in 2 minutes. We all know what that really means, like 20. A cheers to the big 35. Honey, we love you so much, babe. Happy birthday from your wife and kids. Yes, happy birthday,
happy
Dustin.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Stay outside for as long as you can. I know that game. Another one here. Hey, Graham, please give a giant fart to my amazing son, Damien, who turns 14 today. He really is one of the coolest kids ever who can go from playing basketball to acting in a musical, then kill it in a decathlon. There's nothing he can't do, and I hope he keeps reaching for that next goal. Damien, you are an amazing son, a caring big brother, and loyal friend. We are blessed. We all are blessed. You are born today. Love, Mom. Yes, happy birthday.
That's sweet. Happy Damien. Birthday.
Who gives a
and
fart?
One final one. Good morning. Can you guys do a birthday shout out? Happy 9th birthday, Lucero. We wish you many more years of reading and Harry Potter and lots of fun. We love your beautiful spirit and smile. And that's from Mom Blanca. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Just wanted to call in and give a shout out to the lady whose birthday it is who just got divorced. I've been there, done that, and I would just like to tell her everything happens for a reason. At first it's a little tough, but she'll be okay. The only way to is through. You got to go through some things to get to where you're supposed to be. So enjoy your day, make the most of it, and think happy thoughts.
Yes, I
very
second
true.
That.
Yeah.
And happy birthday again.
Yeah.
Who gives a fart? Things
trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, people are not loving Mariah Carey's new Sephora ad. Have you guys seen this, by the way?
Yep.
So if you have not checked it out, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. It starts with Mariah. She is fully thawed out. She is defrosted and ready for the holidays. But then she notices that some of her Sephora makeup is missing. Turns out it is one of the elves who comes over and is like, yeah, us elves, we're going on strike.
Bad news, Mariah Carey. The elves are striking this year. Elf revenge for putting us through holiday hell. Santa's helper quit. I'm pawning all this so I can afford elf therapy.
That's my blush, elf boy.
Your lipstick? I'm taking it. Christmas, it's canceled. No bells, no cheer, no glam.
The ad ends with Mariah saying, you can't cancel Christmas. And then she sings and the holidays arrive. And then she goes around dropping Sephora bags into chimneys. Well, a lot of people and
so stupid.
A lot of people, and I mean like everybody online, I feel like this ad is just so distasteful given the current climate in America and everything that the people us are going through. A lot of people feel like they're mocking the working class while still, I mean, this is still an ad, so they're mocking the working class. They see, they're like acknowledging the struggle everyone is going through, but then still asking for our money to like buy makeup at the same time. A lot of people are saying it's just very icky, very tone deaf.
From the first time I watched it, I'm going to be honest, that didn't come to mind.
I just thought bad acting was my first thought.
I know that she does something like this every single year where it's like, it's time and blah, blah, blah. So I just was kind of like, okay, this is another one of her.
But it's not usually an ad. It's usually just a video she does for Instagram.
Right.
But now this is an actual ad. And the elves are striking, going on work. I mean, come on.
It's timely.
You're talking about what we're going through. But still asking for our money at the same. I'm with everyone. It's very tone deaf.
Oh, I think you just went tone deaf right there during that word. Yeah, I agree with you. It is tone deaf, but the bad acting is what is what.
Yeah. That was my first thing. That's
hard
what I
to
noticed.
Receive
first.
That tone deaf message because the acting is poor.
Right.
And
if you want to see that again, it's on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Graham, what do you have?
All right, one quick thing to mention before we talk about escaped monkeys. I have an update on that. The Union Square Holiday Ice Rink officially opened yesterday here in San Francisco. This is the 18th year they're doing it. There's a lot of buzz surrounding the revitalization of Union Square in downtown San Francisco. New businesses opening up, some staying open that were slated to be closed, namely the Macy's flagship store. Sounds like they're going to stick around. So get into the city this holiday season, hit up the ice rink, do some shopping, support your businesses. San Francisco, there's definitely a movement. I keep hearing more and more about it that downtown San Francisco is coming back. Love it. All right, now to the escaped monkey update. We've talked about this a few times. A truck overturned off the highway in Mississippi. A bunch of research monkeys escaped from that crash scene. Many were found and captured right there, not too far away. Others were hunted down and euthanized. But as of this past weekend, there were still three on the loose. Again, these monkeys were not, as initially thought to be, infected with COVID, herpes, and hepatitis. The coherpahep, as I call it, vicious trifecta. I had a college roommate that actually caught that, and he had a rough couple semesters.
That's where it started.
Happy to report that he's doing fine now. Well, this past weekend, a mom saw one in her backyard, and she didn't hesitate. She just shot it and killed it. So, and then we were down to two. Then on Tuesday, another monkey shot and killed. Again, this one shot and killed by a private citizen. Somebody said they saw it cross a highway and then they followed it and then they shot it. So
why?
The update, we are down to just, well, authorities are saying, you know, watch out because these rhesus macaque monkeys can be aggressive. And so, you know, keep your distance or whatever. I don't know why we've gone full vigilante.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all it did is cross the highway. Oh, it needs to be shot. Like, stop.
Yeah, so somebody put it down. So now we are down to just one escaped monkey out there. And if authorities are saying, again, it could be aggressive. This is Mississippi, so I'm not talking to you to be worried about it. But
right.
No more monkeying around. There's just one monkey left. So I'll give you an update.
One more monkey jumping on a bed.
Mama called the doctor and
real doctors because they might have all these diseases.
Yeah, the coherpahep.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have it yet. They're on their way to Tulane University where they're going to be infected with the coherpahep. Again.
They didn't ask for that.
I can put him in touch with my college roommate. He can talk him through how to deal with it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Mariah Carey's new Sephora ad. Pretty much everybody online saying it's very tone deaf. It's mocking the working class. It's not the time. And if you want to see the ad, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram.
Hi, JV Morning Show. This is Alejandro from Fremont, California. Mariah's ad is not tone deaf. It's Mariah Carey. She's done enough. She can do whatever she wants. It's not tone deaf. I understand how you're trying to equivocate that, but it's not tone deaf. It's a fun ad for the holidays. Who gives a fart?
That's one point to be made.
Thank you for leaving that talk back, by the way. Anytime you disagree with us, agree with us, want to say, comment about whatever we're talking about on the show, love that. The talk back mic, that's what it's there for. I don't understand the argument that Mariah's like done enough, reached enough level of celebrity that what she does can no longer be deemed tone deaf, but
I mean,
to each their own.
I just feel like if it was just an innocent, fun holiday ad, then we wouldn't need the negativity and the elves upset, you know, that they've been taken advantage of and they're striking. That wouldn't have been included in there. That's just my opinion. Again, hey, that's the beauty of this. We're allowed to have different opinions. That's fine. And thank you so much for your talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show, Gramplina and Jez. It's Hazel from San Francisco. I was just listening to you guys talk about the Warriors and how Draymond didn't start in Sacramento where they live team. But I do watch this show on NBC called St. Dennis Medical. It's like a comedy type situation in a hospital. And Draymond made an appearance in the season premiere and it was so cute and I was so excited. But I don't know if anybody else saw it. Did anybody else see Draymond in St. Dennis Medical?
What the hell is that?
Nope. I did not. I always see that's one of those shows. I'm like, who watches these?
I'm sure it was great.
But yeah, shout out to Draymond. Yeah, he didn't play last night. Oops.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? In what sense?
What do you mean?
So British Vogue, one of the writers for them, put out this article asking that question. And according to her, she says women are posting their boyfriends on social media less than ever before. Because we went from a culture where having a boyfriend was like a status symbol. And so it's like you wanted to show you and your man. But now women want to be seen as more than their relationship. And so, and also, I guess more and more ladies have been more hesitant to post their boyfriend because then when you guys break up, you got to go back through and you got to delete the pictures and stuff. So your social media, it's it's you having your boyfriend, having a boyfriend, sorry, not really a flex as much as being a strong, single, independent woman is these days.
And it hurts your follower count. Doesn't it, Jess? Remember you bringing that up before. Like anytime I post a picture of me and my boyfriend, my follower count starts dropping.
Yeah,
I mean, there is an element of that, right? Where guys are following, you know, maybe an aspiring Instagram model or something. And as soon as she starts posting her boyfriend, like,
I don't actually have a shot with her.
Oh, she's taken. Darn. Otherwise, it could have been me. Like, you didn't have a chance.
Yet. Yeah, that's a good point. I just couldn't imagine not posting him at all. I think that would be strange, but I would say, like, I post him more on Instagram than I do on TikTok, because on TikTok I like to share more like girly things. So I don't know if there's something to that. It's like women wanting to just share their hobbies and their interests versus being like, hey, look at my relationship.
So on TikTok you just share videos of like you doing pottery and knitting and stuff?
No.
And your cat, has your cat made it to your TikToks?
I've still posted videos, you know, with Ruben, my fiance, but
they don't do as well. People are like, this is not the content I'm here for.
So the question is having a boyfriend embarrassing? I feel like embarrassing isn't the right word. I get the sentiment behind it. I don't think it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend, but if you overpost about your relationship and with your man or whatever, I guess what this writer is trying to say, that a lot of people might perceive that as you being too dependent on your relationship, or that's your identity rather than you just like being you.
Do you think there's an element of truth to that?
I think a little bit. Even if that's not true, that's how other people can see you.
Well, I think
that part.
On the flip side, if you underpost your significant other, I assume you're embarrassed of them.
Really? I can see that.
Like, if you never post your person, it's like, what are you trying to, like, why are you hiding
them?
That's
true.
What is it?
What's the answer here? What is that balance?
A medium amount of posting.
Yeah.
Not too little, not too much. It's sort of a Goldilocks and the Three Bears situation.
Right, but I can't imagine ever dating someone and being like, oh no, I'm not going to post them because I'm embarrassed. Like, that sounds like you shouldn't be with that person.
You know, I think it also has to do with like the hot girl movement. You know what I mean? It suddenly became cool to be single and have hot girl summer. And I know we're in fall now, but do you know what I mean? It's like, you didn't want to be in a relationship and you don't get a hot girl summer. You know what I mean? So I think there's just like a little bit of shift in culture.
I wonder. I don't know.
But I don't think it's embarrassing. I don't think that's the right word.
No, that's not the right word.
Right. Graham, is it embarrassing to have a girlfriend, like on the opposite side of things?
It can be. Wow. Like, sometimes you guys are just so annoying. It's like, break already. Let us watch the game. I'm kidding. No, I always feel like you should be so, so proud of the person you're dating.
That's how I feel.
If you are not, maybe examine your relationship. You should always feel so, so proud that you are with whoever you are with. That's the feeling you want to have in a relationship. If you don't feel that way, take a good long look in the mirror next to your partner and be like, I don't know.
It's like the only time I ever didn't post, and obviously not my current man, but like in other relationships and things, when I didn't post about them, it's because I was embarrassed.
Well, that's like something you can say. Like, people feel that way. Yeah. I mean, it's sort of embarrassing to admit that you're embarrassed. But that's a real thing. But like, when you are in that right relationship, you are so, so proud to post that person. And yes, you don't have to post them every single post, but they should have a presence on your feed.
I agree with that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. Decided to go without the haircut. I know, Graham, I lost the bet. Go ahead, light your stupid beam. But you know what? I'm not even mad, because thanks to Price Picks, my wife and I are heading to Cancun tonight.
What?
No kids. And I'll let you know if the JV Show is number one in Cancun. Pretty sure it is. And expect a talk back on Sunday night, because we're about to get drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, my
nice. Yeah, that's our buddy Edgar without the haircut.
Have fun.
And he's on a trip. He did lose a bet to me. He slid into my DMs asking for this smoke, and the Kings lit the beam last night in the Warriors. he said he's going on this trip to Cancun, all compliments of Prize Picks.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has sent me a couple DMs with some screenshots of his win on Prize Picks, and he has had a couple of big ones. So enjoy that paid-for vacation. If you're not already on Prize Picks, make sure you use the promo code KYLD. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup.
Yep, and Grandma, have your picks for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Friday already. Wow, Graham's picks coming out tomorrow.
All right. Back to our meeting in the ladies' room. We were just talking about, is it embarrassing to have a boyfriend? Because according to a British Vogue writer, she was like, yeah, more ladies are choosing to not post their guys. They don't want that to be their identity. You know, being single is the new flex.
Hey, JV Show. My name is Maribel. And based on the boyfriend posting topic, I used to want to do that when I first started dating. But when my ex told me that, you know, there's no point in posting and he never actually posted me while we were in a relationship for 3 years, I decided to make it an effort to do the same. And, you know, whatever. If boys don't do it, why should we?
If that was
sort of reciprocal.
Yeah. I mean, if that was the case, then I wouldn't post either.
But it would bother me deep down if they would post.
Because I would feel like you're embarrassed of me now.
See?
I should be embarrassed of you.
If anyone's embarrassed of me, it's me embarrassed of you.
What's up, JV Show fam? So, my wife of 11 years has taken it upon herself to scrub me from her Instagram. Actually, my daughter, too. She said that she did not want anybody to know what she was up to in life. And that was more of a protective thing. But the alternative is that I need to be able to share her. And if I don't, oh, man, I'm in the doghouse. Have a good one, y'all. Peace.
Wait, so you have to post her, but she deleted you.
That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Girl math.
The only thing I can think of.
Okay.
And this is a reach because I don't know you guys' situation, but just based on my own personal experiences, maybe he did some cheating. Now I'm embarrassed. I don't want to claim you. I'm going to delete you. But for what you did, you're going to put me all over your page.
And if you don't, I'm mad.
Or it could be, and this is what the British Vogue writer said in the article too, a lot of ladies hesitate to post their man because they are afraid other people will then try to interfere. Like, oh, this is your man? Here's his handle? Let me slide into his DMs. Let me follow him.
You don't want to lead a horse to water, in other words.
Wait, but okay, so if he posts her on his stories, she's not even resharing those?
Nope.
Oh my God. No.
I don't understand the dynamic there, yeah, but to each their own. All right, I have a important alert for this meeting in the ladies' room, you guys. This is a major alert. If you are thinking about, ladies, if you are thinking about getting a bob haircut, we have seen a lot of A-list celebrities. Sydney Sweeney did it. A lot of people chopping the hair and getting that bob haircut. I have a major alert because I just read a very lengthy article about bob regret. Regret is a thing. Ladies taking to social media to post the pictures of their bobs, which at first was oh my God, very cute and liberating and feels nice to chop the hair and get that fresh look. But then it just didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to. A lot of them saying they ended up looking like Lord Farquaad from Shrek. And the bob was just too pronounced or something, and it didn't look good. And there is a very growing large number of posts on social media of ladies saying, don't do it. If you're about to do it, take it from me. You're going to regret the bob haircut. Ladies, your thoughts?
I would never do it.
I agree on the bob regret. Not that I have it, but I just don't have the features for a bob, so I just know I would look like Dora if I got it. So
what are the features required for a good bob? You lost me.
I think bobs maybe might suit a certain face shape a little bit more, or like a facial structure a little bit more. I just know it wouldn't look good on me.
Yeah, I feel like my face is too fat for that. I'm with you, Jess. I would never, to pull off the bob. I would never cut my hair like that. But I feel like it looks good on other people.
That's what everybody says. And then in this article, they're like, it looks great. And so you're like, oh, I can pull that off. And a lot of people saying it's not as easy to maintain and keep looking good as that day that you walk out of the salon. The day you walk out of the salon, you're like, oh my God, best decision ever. But then when you're trying to style it on your own or whatever, the bob ends up not bobbing as much, or maybe bobbing too much. I don't know.
I think it's easier for the people that have like pin straight hair because you don't have to do much styling to it and it's already, you know, bobbing the way you want it to bob. But if you have wavy hair or curly hair, that makes it a little tougher.
You're going to have to
straighten it every single day.
Okay, now what we all want to know is have either of you ladies ever had a bob haircut? Because if so, we would need to post a picture of it immediately.
I've never.
I haven't.
Never?
I would never. No. It's not like some common thing.
You've never had, like, even at a younger age, had your haircut above your shoulders?
Okay, yeah, probably.
Oh, no.
Maybe
as,
like, a toddler,
Sure.
Maybe, I usually it's a little past my shoulders. There's been times where I've had it kind of grown out and then I've made a big chop, but it's never been like a bob.
No, as a kid, I'm pretty sure I definitely had above shoulder.
I guarantee you did.
At least shoulder length.
Do you have those pictures?
My mom would somewhere. She's the one that gave me all my haircuts, so I'm pretty sure she has that somewhere.
She likes to admire her work. See this one? Yeah. Yeah. Some of my best.
And Graham, bob with bangs.
Graham, did you ever have a bob? Because at one point you had your hair long, right?
I've never had long hair. I mean, I had a bowl haircut when I was a kid, for sure.
And did your parents do that?
Probably. My mom probably did. And it was not a good look, and I'll never go back there. My daughter constantly asks she would love to have a bob haircut.
Do it!
Well, we took her to get her haircut, and we're like, don't take it. And she took 3 or 4 inches off, and so it's shorter, but it's still past her shoulders. But she, because all the other girls at school,
really?
They're all getting the bob right now. It's very popular.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know that. I've heard about the ladies doing it, but not like the younger.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of the youngsters with it. But careful, they're warning you guys, bob regret is a thing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hairstylist chimed in. Get the bob. You do need to have like a good jawline for it, though. Do not get the bangs with the bob, because then you will end up looking like Lord.
There you go. Yeah. Hairstylist checking in. She's saying, get the bob, but hopefully you have a good jawline. Don't get the bangs with the bob, because then you look like Lord. Okay.
I had the bangs bob when I was little.
Yeah. That definitely looks like you're wearing that helmet.
Yeah. Now I don't have a jawline, so I don't think I could get the bob.
Stop it. But I saw an article, and we just talked about it. A lot of ladies online posting about their bob regret. Many of them saying they're considering getting a wig until it grows back.
Wow,
they're that upset about chopping that much
but
of their hair off.
I did consider that. Like, when ladies do go and chop their hair off, I wonder if part of, like, the thought process behind that is it'll be shorter so I can do more. I can put in extensions. I can wear wigs when I want to. Because with the longer hair, it's harder to put all your hair up.
Hide it under a wig.
Under a wig or whatever, you know?
I guess. Also, sometimes it just feels nice to get the big chop.
Oh, I can't relate.
I feel like the bob, you also run the risk of, like, getting mistaken for a Karen, right? I know that's not the Karen haircut, but it's borderlined, you know? A real short bob, you're right. You could be right there in Karen territory, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yes. If you already kind of look a little Karen-y, then yeah, maybe. But if you pull, I mean, you can pull it off the right way. It's got to be like a sleek, done right bob.
That sounds like too big of a gamble. Don't do it. Avoid the bob.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Can we talk really quick about Kendall Jenner's birthday photos? So sure. Kendall just turned 30 years old, and she posted these pictures on Instagram, and you can see some of the photos at JV Morning Show. That is on our Instagram story. Ooh. She is completely naked, you guys, on the beach. She posted a bunch of, like, bikini pictures as well. But in this one that
any
really...
Any clever caption, like, birthday suit?
No. That I don't know. But in this picture that really caught my attention, she's completely naked, and she's, sitting. She's sitting.
She's sitting sort of cross...
It's almost like a butterfly. She's butterflying.
Oh, she's doing the butterfly stretch there in the sand.
That's what it looks like, on the beach. I just feel like is sand getting in places?
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's unavoidable. But isn't it, you go to the beach and sit in the sand in a swimsuit, you're still finding sand in places, right?
But this is like welcoming it in. Like, come in, sand. Kind of get over here. Get over here, sand.
Particularly with the stretch that she's doing there.
Also, how do you guys feel about birthday photo shoots? All ladies do them. Most ladies do them. How do you feel about a birthday photo shoot? Have you ever done one, Jess?
Not a full-on, like, studio photo shoot, which I will eventually in my lifetime. But, I like taking really nice pictures on my birthday with whatever it is that I'm doing. Because I think it's cute. It's like you're celebrating... your one day. You guys don't think it's cool?
No, I'm not talking about just like, it's my birthday, here's me and my balloons. Like, posing on the beach or doing...
I still think it's
some
cool.
People do go as far as going to the studio and like, they have their cake and the balloons, but it's like on the all white background or whatever.
You don't like it?
I could never. And I don't think I ever would. To me, it's like very look at me. And that's just not me.
But it's your birthday. It's the one day when you can be like, look at me.
But are you trying to show people like, look at me, look how good I look, even though I'm a year older? Or is it just like you want a bunch of birthday wishes? Or what's the motivation?
I think it's feeling good at whatever age that you're at and being like... like, oh, like, I got all dolled up to celebrate me. And then...
yeah, I guess you can't really be mad at that.
And then also, it's like, you're going to look back one day, and wouldn't it be cute to be like, oh, look at me when I was 20-something. Like, look at my cute pictures.
Look at me when I was 26 and a half.
I guess it's like...
every year.
To me, just the solo photo shoots. You know, posting solo pictures. Like, I would, if it was my birthday, you know, I'm posting pictures of me and my friends out for the birthday or whatever. There's other people or my wife or whoever and my kids.
I'm also just not a good solo picture taker. I feel so awkward. I don't know what to do with my hands. Oh, I don't know how to stand. Yeah. I can't do it.
I love it.
All right, so Kim K is sharing how North reacted to her fake piercing backlash. You guys remember this? When North shared some video of her and her friends, they were going to a concert or something like that, but they were all done up. Colored hair, colored contacts, fake face tattoos. They had the fake face piercings. They had grills, everything. So Kim did a sit down with her All's Fair co-star, Niecy Nash. And she said if North ever posts a TikTok, it's because she approves it. Like the TikTok app is only on Kim's phone. So North can make a video or whatever, but then she has to ask Kim's approval and then she's the one that posts it. So North doesn't see the comments. She doesn't handle anything like that. It is solely Kim. Okay. But when, North did find out that people were calling what she wore horrible or disturbing and she was getting a lot of backlash and they were criticizing her, North's reaction was, I don't get it. Like, it's a Halloween costume. It's all fake.
Which is... some of the things that you guys also said, like, it's fake, you know? It's not that big of a deal.
It's like, when you put it like that, doesn't it make the backlash seem really stupid?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the backlash to, like, what anybody else is doing on social media, if it's not impacting you.
At all.
Generally, backlash is, when you zoom out, look at it, is pretty stupid. But that's not the world that we live in.
But maybe it threw some people off because it was a few weeks before Halloween, so a lot of people wouldn't really consider that a costume, especially because you're going to a concert. I don't know, but that's the same as like you being mad that I'm a Power Ranger, but it's like, I'm not a real Power Ranger.
I still lose sleep about that at
night.
Whatever,
Graham.
I'm like, that costume's been done.
It was a good costume.
Sure it was. Sure.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a lot of people are talking about the new security measures that one store in San Francisco has just employed. This is at the Safeway on King Street, right? That's actually right down the street from us here in the city. It's right near our station. You now cannot leave the store unless you buy something. They have these new anti-theft measures at the entrance and exit, and the gates at the entrance, they swing open when you walk in, but you're going to set off alarm if you try to just then turn around and walk back out. And then the gates, when they are closed, the only way that you can have them open is by scanning your receipt at a little scanner, and then the gates open and let you out. So if you went into the store and browsed around and then decided, you know what, I don't need groceries, or I'm not hungry, or they didn't have the thing I need, and you go to walk out, you're going to have to ask the security guard there to hit the button or whatever to open the gates to let you out, because they just have the one entrance and exit at the store. How do you guys feel about these new security measures? Obviously, retail theft continues to be a problem, and they've seen, you know, these stores are not immune to it. And would you rather have something like this, or would you have your deodorant locked in the case?
Ooh. I'd rather have this than have everything locked up. Because that takes so long to get anything.
But what about the times? I can't tell you how many times I go to the store and the one thing that I need, particularly at Home Depot, every time, the one size screw or nail, the one thing, the shelves are stocked and the one size that I need, they don't have. And then I got to turn around and leave. And now I got to go on the security guard. And you know he's on break scrolling his TikTok. So like, is there anyone here that can let me out? I just want to walk out of the store.
But I would still rather that than having every single thing in the store locked up. Because then when I do go in there needing 20 things, and it takes me 3 hours.
True.
Yeah, I hate that.
I mean, they probably still have the things locked up there, too.
Well.
They're probably doubling up, but I was just curious.
Yeah, but I think that's happened to everybody going into a store and they don't have what you need. And always. I always wonder walking back out, like, do they, I hope they didn't think I just like came in here and stuffed my pockets of things. And
they do.
And I'm leaving.
That's what we're all thinking. We're all thinking it. We're all thinking
it's like you try to act so normal so that they know that like I'm walking out and I didn't take
You have to pretend to be on the phone and be like, oh, they didn't have it.
It is so funny. The That is a little slice of being a human in today's world. Well, probably any world. Whenever you go into a store, and don't buy something and walk out, it does you. That's a situation.
What do I do with
Where do I put my hands? Because you don't want to put them in your pockets. It's going to look like you got something in there. What do I do with my hands? And then you do this awkward, like, stiff walk. And you don't want to look around too much because if you look around too much, it looks like you're looking for the cameras or something.
As a teenager, that happened to me. I had my hands in my pockets and I got stopped and they were like, what's in your pockets? And I pulled out
my hands.
And they're like, oh. I was like, oh, yeah. They were like, oh, and then let me walk out. But yeah,
I hate it because even if I am carrying stuff that I'm going to buy, I'm like, I feel weird going really close. Like if I'm looking at stuff that are nearby the entrance, because I feel like they think I'm just going to run out with the things.
Yeah, so you
I'm
can't like, loiter near there no! too long and look and browse for too long there. Because, yeah, they think you're about to grab stuff and cut out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, we heard you talking about Bean Boozle yesterday. We thought it was fun, so we wanted to try it. I got stink bug. It was the worst.
Who are you?
I'm Nova, and I'm from Oakland.
Oh, thank you for leaving us that talk back. Nova, look, we inspired some people on Monday. Jess had to eat a bunch of the Bean Boozled beans as part of a bet she and I had with our NFL teams. And she did eat the stink bug and all sorts of other horrible flavors. You said stink bug was one of the worst.
It was the worst. That one and burnt rubber and Band-Aid.
So all of them.
All of them, basically.
I can't believe we like heard how disgusted you were. You were almost throwing up on the air. And somebody heard that and was like, I would like to try that.
You know what? I would like to play that game.
I would like that for myself.
Sounds fun.
Can we go back to talking about the new holiday stuff at Starbucks today?
Sure.
Their holiday menu is now out, so you can go get your favorite holiday drinks. But they also launched a new collab with Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good luck getting anything because a lot of it was pretty much sold out at like 5 o'clock this morning. The other thing that was huge that people anticipated selling out was the barista cups.
Yeah.
And from what we've heard, they're gone.
They're gone.
And a lot of people are like, isn't it a little scammy that, you know, most of these locations got like one or two to sell? Yep. And that's it?
Yeah.
That's what I was seeing online. I did just go on over to eBay. Of course, they're all listed on eBay now.
Okay. How much are they going for?
There's one for $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
That's stupid.
I think the average price is between $200 and $300.
Also stupid. It's a cup shaped like a bear. There's a honey company that's been making bottles of honey that's shaped like a bear for like 1,000 years. What are we doing? Who cares?
But the honey is smaller, and this one is glass. It's like a glass cup. And he's wearing a little beanie. It says Starbucks on it. It is so cute.
Listen, it is so cute. Even the $30, I think, is too much.
Yes. Agreed.
So you're not spending the $500.
If you're spending $200, $100 on a cup that you're going to use just a handful of times before, again, the new thing comes along. It's like move over Labubu's and Trader Joe's tote bags. Now we have a Starbucks bear cup. And then when the new thing comes along, you're going to be like, dang, I spent $250 on this.
Yeah, I don't like that. A lot of these locations, and I would be shocked if anyone at this point can find one anywhere to buy.
Yeah, they gone.
A lot of these locations had, like I said, one to two to even sell total. And a lot of people have been like alluding to the baristas, they're like keeping them for themselves.
Yeah.
Or buying them for other people, like for air quotes, other people.
Wisely. Whatever. Get your bags, barista queens and kings.
Now that bothers me.
What bothers me is that they didn't have more available. I think if I was a barista, I'd do the same thing. I'd probably keep at least one for myself if possible.
But if your store's only selling one, come on, you work there.
We have a coworker here, Elaine. She said she had to go to, 4 Starbucks this morning at about 4 a.m. just to find one piece of merch. She got
one Hello Kitty plush.
She got the plushie thing or something, and one other person we work with got the bear cup, right?
Yeah, the plushies you can sell on eBay for, $80. That's what it's going for.
And
right
to
now.
Peel back the curtain, when she walked in and told these ladies this news, you guys listening, you've never seen two people light up more. It was as if
I was shook. It's like winning the lottery now because you can't get them.
I know, but a coworker walking in to tell you that she got a plushy stuffed toy, you guys dang near
wet your pants.
You guys were so excited.
We're just so happy for her.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah,
and
I'm happy.
We got to see it in person.
I'm happy for her too. I guess
was in the same
life changing moment
as the Starbucks Hello Kitty plushie. We breathe the same air, me and Hello Kitty.
You would have thought she walked in and said, "I found a cure to cancer." All she got was a stuffed toy. You guys were doing cartwheels.
And even she was like, "I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I just got it because it was the last one."
See, it's ridiculous.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.